understand conceptually how this would work, where the buses would have their own pull-off area just outside of the main line to pick up passengers. This not only allows buses to be more time efficient in providing their service, as they wouldn't have to pull off the main line to get to the park and ride, but it also provides really great visibility to transit service at this location.
So you can see there, there's a barrier wall.
Right.
Right.
To ensure safety.
Yes. When you say customers can, does that mean this is the only way that they will access buses?
At this location, yes.
So the buses would not ever be at the park and ride lot?
Correct, unless it's very different service plan.
I think.
Yes.
Thank you.
The IGA that is before you today is an agreement between Tollway and Pace, as earlier mentioned, for the three locations that we just discussed. Tollway would permit the use of its right-of-way to Pace to construct, operate, and maintain its parking lots for 25 years with the option to renew. Maintenance and liability related to the parking ride lot would be Pace's responsibility. While this IGA is one of many building blocks that are being worked on to achieve this broader vision that we have for the corridor, I wanted to also update you on some other aspects that are being contemplated. If I can orient you here a little bit, you can see, let me see if this pointer works, the Jane Addams is there on that diagonal, and you can see there the white boxes. That is the River Road Toll Plaza. If you follow that yellow line, it is basically how the Pace bus currently accesses the Rosemont Blue Line station, which is down here, through a park and ride lot. It's very cumbersome right now. What the buses do is they come off the eastbound lane, they have special access, they turn into our toll plaza. There's a manual gate where the bus driver has to actually exit the vehicle, open the gate, drive through, go back and close the gate,
hopefully,
and then continue under
path. The gate.
Right, exactly. And it's a very tight turn. Sometimes the bus has to back up to make sure that they can make that turn. So this is, unfortunately, a very important transit hub for transit in that this is not only a destination for people who are wanting to access the station to head downtown, but this is also a heavy reverse commute market as well. We have a lot of people coming in from the city, coming on the Blue Line, and wanting to access a Pace bus to get them to their final destination somewhere along the I-90 corridor. So recognizing that what we have out there is not so ideal, we will be doing some near-term improvements. We will be automating that gate. We will also be trying to accommodate a wider turn there. But we've begun some discussions with Pace to talk about some long-term improvements that could be considered in the future. One of the more visionary concepts is what's indicated there in pink, where a bus immediately coming off of from the transit station down here would be able to get direct and easy access from the transit station directly onto the westbound lane. Currently, what they have to do is exit the park and ride at River Road, take a series of local streets, and then connect to the Jane Addams west of here. So those discussions are underway. We're still working some of those details out. But another study that is going on, as we zoom out a little bit, this Rosemont Park and Ride, which is now indicated in the yellow triangle here, you'll see that the site is very underutilized, particularly in context to all of the developed employment and retail centers that surround it. Historically, this location has been overlooked because it really is at the crossroads of a lot of different jurisdictions and stakeholders. We have Tollway, IDOT, Pace, CTA, Cook County, City of Chicago, the list goes on, and because it's so complex, a lot of people have really stayed away from this. It's through the Tollway's vision for I-90 that it really started to catalyze this desire to look at what can we do to better improve the use of this site. So our TA has undertaken the yeoman's task of coordinating all of us to try to think bigger and broader about how this site could be used. We're still in the early stages of this work, but our TA is currently in the process of identifying all of our collective agencies' long-term and operational needs for this site. And based on that, the developer market will be assessed about their interest in developing on this site. The initial feedback, however, has been very positive. A lot of developers see this site as being easy access, not just to downtown, but to the airport too. So at the end of this process, hopefully the final product will be a shared vision for how this site could be developed with potentially a private partner. Elements may include any combination of high-end retail, dining and entertainment, office, hotel, as well as structured parking. So all in all, this is a very exciting effort that is being led by the RTA. We look forward to continue working with them on this. But again, this is largely catalyzed by the Tollway's initial investment in the Jane Addams. So with those updates, I'll hand things over to Mike.
Before you do, may I just ask if there are any questions from the directors?
Sorry?
I just want to make sure there were no questions from directors on your presentation.
Ma'am? Yes, please.
Good morning, Amy.
Hello. Good morning.
I think I know the answer to this question. I think this has been answered before, but I just want to make sure. I know this is far out, but the time frame, again, for the possibility of this happening, what is that again?
Well, it's tough. I mean, RTA really is trying to do their best coordinating these seven different agencies, but they are hoping by the end of this year that they will be able to lay out. Part of the problem is that we still need to establish what the baseline is for how that site is being used. So they have been doing a lot of forensics, if you will, to try to piece together documentation on the agreements that exist about how that site is used.
So specific to this, it's currently just a surface parking lot that some of us have driven by, or you may notice if you drive by this location, where
correct.
People park and then get on whatever transit. So that's currently. Were you asking about the time frame for, you know, a plan for development of this, or for transit on the corridor?
Sure, I think the active traffic management piece.
Oh, sure.
Sure. Further out into the future, I thought.
The active traffic management.
And the whole, you know, this, you know, right now we're at the beginning stages in the planning stages, but
yes.
So this. We're talking far into the future.
So we're implementing this now as part of the rebuild and widening of I-90.
Okay.
So when it opens for business in 2016, we will have active traffic management on that quarter, 2016, early 2017. As far as the PACE service, I'll defer to Michael when that,
okay.
I'm sure it will be phased in, but you know, some of the elements that you've heard about, those smart corridor features, you know, people will start seeing that as they drive, particularly the eastern section of the corridor. The infrastructure will be there on the whole corridor, but you know, some of the more visible things, the signage and those elements, will be there. You know, as the road opens, as the new Jane Addams opens in the next couple of years, right?
And then understanding the complexities of trying to do the best of what's best for the majority of the public. Just what goes into to selecting where those parking lot locations are?
Mike can probably speak
okay.
to this,
I'll
but in large part it has to do with what right-of-way we had available, mm-hmm. as well as issues of drainage and things like that, but certainly driven largely
and I think
by
commuting patterns.
What was most, the actual locations, yes, commuting patterns, yeah.
Thank you.
Well, good morning, and again, thanks for the invitation to be here, and also thank you for considering the IGA between PACE and the Tollway. We think it's a milestone effort in transportation, and we appreciate your leadership in this matter. Let me just very quickly cover the existing service that PACE has on the tollway, on the Jane Addams tollway. Currently we operate four routes, and a lot of people are not aware of that, but we've been your neighbor for quite a while. This was actually an important part of our expansion of our service back when Sears moved to Prairie Stone. We were able to operate express bus service very successfully and to support the relocation of a lot of city employees. Most recently, we expanded our service on routes 600 and 610. Those are the routes that are shown in green on the map here. And we used a JARC grant, Job Access and Reverse Commute grant, to provide service for the Phase 1 rollout. And we were also able to establish a temporary park and ride lot at the Sears Center in Prairie Stone to provide eastbound commuters with a transportation alternative. During the tollway reconstruction, part of our attitude was you have a lot of people who are using your facility, and it was wise for us to help with that by providing an alternative to single occupancy vehicles during the construction. So that was why we went and located that parking lot. Following construction, as Amy mentioned, there will be three park and rides located along the corridor that will be served by two routes. Route 605 will operate between Randall Road and Elgin to the Rosemont Blue Line station. Route 607 will operate along the tollway to the three park and rides and will terminate at the Northwest Transportation Center adjacent to Woodfield Mall in Schaumburg. As was mentioned earlier, this is a significant employment corridor, a very significant important employment corridor that we believe has tremendous potential. One of the biggest employment centers in the region, of course, is the Schaumburg Woodfield area. And what we propose to do is to increase the service for suburbanites to get to jobs in the suburbs. So both routes are proposed to use shoulder riding from Barrington Road to their respective locations. PACE service will rely heavily on local support services. Sort of goes to the question that was just asked a minute ago. One of the things that we will be doing is we already have service, local service, that access collectors. And part of what we will be doing is bringing our local service to these park and ride lots, so that we not only have a park and ride lot facility, but we also have a collector location where you could have a kiss and ride type of operation where people could be dropped off and go. And Barrington, as was mentioned, the idea there is that we would also design that so that bicyclists could come directly to the park and ride, to the station, leave their bicycles there, get on our bus and go. We have the ability to carry two or three bikes on almost all of our buses. We have bike racks in the front of our buses. So that option would remain there as well. So we will be implementing these two north-south services in this area. The other piece that we're looking at is the existing network of services in Elgin will also feed the trunk lines to connect to the entire system. So you see that out on this portion out here. Those are existing Elgin services that will come up and feed the park and ride facilities. One of the things that happened when we made the changes last year, we had a 10% increase in our current services. So the Route 600 service, as of, and this has been updated, we'll have a handout for you as we leave today. We currently, on the four routes, carry nearly 3,000 rides a day. essentially between the Rosemont facility and a number of the locations. So Rosemont to the Northwest Transit Center is nearly 1,800 people a day, and Rosemont CTA to Prairie Stone is 545. That's also seasonal, by the way, so the seasonal ridership would not have jumped out here in this report. So the interns and the summer workers that that go to Prairie Stone are underreported in this particular report. And then you also have the Rosemont CTA to the Chancellery. This is one of the things that we talk about as an advantage to having buses. We can operate on the expressway, and then when we get to a certain point, we can leave the expressway right of way and go and serve some of the large employers that are adjacent to the facilities. So what we are looking at is the PACE board has approved the IGA at our July meeting, and where we intend to be on this is with the agreement in place, we will pursue contractors for the design and construction of the sites, and then we are also working with our contacts at the FTA to obtain a categorical exclusion in order to start drawing down the CMAQ money, the CMAQ grant that we have been provided. We also want to again thank the tollway staff for working closely to have excess soil from the western work area moved to the Randall Road site in order to complete a rough grade for the future construction of the park and ride. Question that sort of relates back to the question that was just asked a minute ago is we are planning, PACE's planning department has completed plans for the future I-90 services that are to be implemented after the completion of the widening and the reconstruction period in late 2016 or early 2017. And we look forward to continuing to forge a strong relationship with the tollway in the future. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Are there questions?
Mike, the similar route on I-55, how has that developed now? It's a few years into it, and what's the experience been like?
It's fully developed. As a matter of fact, it's so successful that we are expanding it. We reported to our board that we had intended to go with some changes, and then we were actually almost a victim of our own success, and we said to our board, well, maybe we don't want to go as quickly as we think we want to go. Maybe we want to delay a little bit, give us some room to work here, because we had just come off the Ventra outreach, and that was a very successful exercise for us. I mean, we've moved to about only 20% of our riders now using cash. Ventra, we have an 80% market share with Ventra. So we have had a big push of our employees being involved in that. And the question was, could we turn around quickly and get information out to the customers on the 855 and the 755, because what we're going to do there with this change is we're actually going to break the 855 up into three segments, three routes within it, if you will, and have limited service between certain of the, so like Plainfield to Romeoville, and then instead of forcing everybody from Plainfield and Romeoville to stop in Bolingbrook and stop in Burridge, once they leave Romeoville, they're downtown.
So express routes off of that one.
Yeah, so it's almost an express within the express design that we have. So we anticipate being well over 1,000 to 1,200 rides on that service, which has more than doubled since we started it. We are at about 90% on time, and we have taken on average 15 to 20 minutes off the old trip time for our customers on that service. So the shoulder riding is an absolute blessing. I mean, it's a rubber tired rail option is the best way we look at it. So it's been very successful. We're, to be quite honest with you, our biggest problem on I-55 has been trying to keep up with park and ride lots. I mean, we just went out and executed an agreement with White Fence Farm for a bunch of their spaces. And in answer to my staff, I had to explain, no, we did not end up giving away chicken dinners as part of the parking option. But it's that's the sort of thing we've dealt with.
Well, that corridor is horribly congested. Also, I mean, looking up the man there.
Well, what I should mention too is remember that project started out as a demonstration, right. And the legislature passed a bill that made it a permanent project for us, and has actually asked us to take a look at a number of other locations on the expressway system in Chicago.
Good, thank you. Other questions?
Sure, well, thank you, Mike. Just one. Are there any plans or intentions to move any further west of Elgin?
As you might recall, we were approached about partnering with Rockford. We can only go as far, really, as Huntley, as 47. Anything beyond that, and we are essentially out of the RTA service area, which we are not allowed to do. So there has been some discussion about could we work out an agreement with Rockford Mass Transit District to do a transfer or to find a way through an agreement if the RTA approves where we could essentially swap miles. To be quite honest with you, I don't see that coming. Huntley, we think with the growth that's occurring, we think that's probably something we'll be looking at within another 5 to 7 years. So, thank you.
Thank you. Well, thank you. I just like to say we've had, the tollway has been enjoying, I know for some time, but particularly on this project, such a great working relationship with PACE, and you know, your quick response on things for us and creative thinking. You know, this, you know, we hope that this is really going to be a model corridor, borrowing from a lot of good lessons learned from previous projects and experiences. And I also want to thank our staff. Amy's here, Rocco works on this, everybody in engineering. We just have tremendously dedicated and creative people that I hope can help make this all look good at some point in the future. So to do the next steps.
Yeah, I just wondered if you wanted to do that. I think the last page of the presentation talks about the next steps.
Sure, so we can just go through these really quickly. And Amy, I invite you, we can just kind of informally.
Yes.
Discuss them, but obviously we have the final consideration of this IGA with PACE today. We're going to continue these planning studies, and of course we'll continue to partner not only with PACE but also the RTA on something kind of exciting we think is right around River Road. Again, not imminent, as you were good to help us remind everyone, but you know, everything starts with good planning, so potentially interesting things ahead. Ultimately, identifying different funding options for additional enhancements in the corridor, and there will be potential future IGAs, I'm sure, relative to this service or extensions or other partnerships and collaborations that come in the future. But we'll certainly keep you posted and continue to have kind of policy level discussions as well, probably at the customer service strategic planning committee level, as the RTA work unfolds. So on that River Road development and improvement plan. So
okay, thank you very much. Any questions? Okay, let's move then to the
I just have one other thing, and that is that I was happy to be able to attend last week the Employ Illinois
event, which the governor announced the Employ Illinois program. Director Sweeney, I know, was also there. Employ Illinois really builds, you know, upon the governor's efforts to try to provide job training for people interested in careers in the construction industry, trying to break down what have been, I think, perceived as some barriers to entry for some folks, and make sure that they get the right training to position them for success in accessing those construction careers. I have to always remind myself to say careers, because they really are that good paying careers. So in particular, the resources to assist many in the minority community access employment opportunities. We were at Dawson Tech in the city, but it's a partnership with several different entities, and the tollway is partnering with the Illinois Department of Transportation as well, because we're doing a lot of building and have a lot of construction projects. I know we're all familiar with the Tollways Earned Credit Program and ECP, which you see on our contracts. We are also giving some additional incentives and benefits for stipends for graduates from these different programs on tollway jobs, which we've talked about with the board before, and the iWork program, which is targeted at the 294-57 project, also provides those stipends. So construction companies are going to benefit from that good work, but we're also hopefully going to seed the industry with, you know, good workers for future projects, and we'll have a lot of them in the life of our program. So we're excited about that. So that's the last thing I have. I'm sorry for any questions.
Good name. Joy, Illinois.
Yes.
Okay. Now we'll move to the consent agenda, unless anybody has anything else. As I mentioned earlier, all of these have been vetted through the committee, so it feels as if we're moving very rapidly. For those who have not seen this process before, these have had full discussion at the committee level, and questions have been answered. That doesn't prohibit anybody from raising questions again if there are any concerns about them. So let's start with the finance section, items 1 and 2. Just for your information, although he's not here today, Director Peterson did recuse himself at the committee level on number 2. So may I hear a motion?
Approval.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? And we have the one recusal at the committee level. And on procurement, we have items 1 and 2. May I hear a motion, please?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Any recusals or abstentions? Okay. On engineering, we got everything done in the committee, so I believe we can go 1 through 10 on this.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Recusals or abstentions? No? Okay, thank you. Let me make sure I know which ones we're doing on the legal. We can do 1 through 6.
We have recusals on 1 and 2.
Right, but...
And then we can do 1 through 6.
Okay, great. So, Director Reddick is recusing himself on items 1 and 2, so may I hear a motion on those two together, please?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? We have the recusals on 1 and 2. Then we can do 3 through 6. May I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, any abstentions or recusals on those? No. And we will take up 7 and 8 in executive session, along with some other matters. Is there any unfinished business? Any new business? Okay, well, I want to thank everybody for their attention and their time, and have a wonderful rest of July and August. How long do you think we should wait?
Maybe 10 minutes.
Okay, good. So we'll re-adjourn in executive session at 10:10. We want to thank the outside speakers for coming. We appreciate your attendance. Thank you very much.
We do a quick motion, Chair,
yes,
so we're
please.
Properly recorded.
Yes.
A motion to proceed to executive session pursuant to exception in the Illinois Open Meetings Act, specifically section 2C1 to discuss personnel items, 2C11 to discuss litigation matters, 2C5 to discuss the acquisition of real property, 2C7 to discuss the sale and purchase of securities involving the tollway. And that's all.
I heard a motion from Director Sweeney. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Thank you very much.